213 Rock with Herreg Melodica on Vinyl Stimes Classic Rock Radio.
213 Rock, Vinyl Times, Classic Rock Radio en direct ce soir. Mr. Casey Hood du groupe Inayana en direct ce soir dans 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, Classic Rock Radio. Hi Casey, nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you too, man.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey.
It's a nice hot day here in Texas.
you are totally lucky. Allez, en direct ce soir, Kazé, donc du groupe Inayana. Ce soir, il vient effectivement présenter l'album Shatter and Fall. Et bien plus que cela, puisque récemment, ils étaient en tournée européenne. Donc là, apparemment, il est très en forme, puisqu'il est assez souriant ce soir. Donc c'est cool, en direct ce soir dans 213 Rock. So, Kazé, welcome tonight on 213 Rock Show. My name is Herreg Melodica. The web rock station is Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. As you know, we are based in Paris, France. And thank you very much, Kazé, for accepting my live invitation.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yes. OK. Effectivement, c'est un plaisir de le recevoir ce soir en direct. Vraiment, en tout cas. Ils ont fait une excellente tournée. On va en parler. So, Kazé, how was the recent European tour with Of Heart and Before the Dawn?
It was a really successful tour. It was tough and it was a lot of work, but it was very rewarding. And we met a lot of new fans and we had a lot of repeat fans from the previous tour that we did last year. Mm-hmm. But it was a really, really good time. And I would say it was a really, really big success for us.
Effectivement, que total succès en tout cas pour eux. C'est opération réussie. Hein. Effectivement, ils ont eu des nouveaux fans. Ils ont déjà tourné l'an passé. Mais là, avec cette tournée avec Wolfhart et puis Before the Dawn, ils ont encore monté de level. Effectivement, dans chaque ville, ils ont pu rencontrer effectivement pas mal de fans pour eux. Donc, ils sont très, très heureux. And what memory did you keep about your show in Paris?
Yeah, our show in Paris was awesome. It was the second show of the tour, and it was a really good one. I would say it was even better than our last show in Paris, which was last year. We were really happy with the crowd and the fans that we met there. It was a good time, and we really liked the venue too. It was backstage by the Mill.
That's right.
We played right in the same like building as Insomnium actually that night. And so Insomnium was next door. And so they came by and said hi to all of us and all of that. It was great seeing Marcus and Nilo and all those guys. It was good.
Effectivement qu'ils ont gardé un excellent souvenir, une bonne signing session, ils ont rencontré un peu plus de fans que la fois précédente. Ouais, c'était bien à Paris. And finally, I guess during this tour, the band leaves some great moments.
Yeah, absolutely. There was some awesome moments on the tour for sure. And yeah, some of our favorite stuff happened all throughout the tour, honestly. The beginning and the end and the middle, there was some great shows.
Mm-hmm. Effectivement, qu'il y a eu des super choses. Et puis en même temps, hein, ils ont vécu des grands moments. And you met your new fans and new fans in every cities. Wow, it was amazing.
Yeah, we had repeat fans and we had new fans and we had people. There were people every night who wanted us to sign the album and take photos. And it was just a fantastic time. Honestly, it was very encouraging. It was a very encouraging tour. Seeing how many people really like us and like our music and stuff, and really, you know, that's why we do what we do.
Effectivement, ils ont fait leur job en tout cas. Ils ont rencontré des nouveaux fans. Ils ont dédicacé en tout cas des signing sessions avec leurs fans. Effectivement, dédicacé des albums, des photos, etc. En tout cas, ils ont passé du très très bon moment. And have you visited some museums, some churches in different cities?
We it was on a very, very tight schedule, which was why the tour was was so much work. We had no days off. Okay. And we were driving ourselves, actually. So we drove a van 5,000 plus miles across Europe.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, we were driving ourselves. No driver. You know, we had to just get some hotels and do it that way. And we did have 2 days off at the very beginning before the tour started and at the very end, like right after the tour was over. So what we did see was we saw the Cochem Castle in Germany on the first day.
Okay.
And that was really awesome. And then we saw the Cologne Cathedral on the very last day in Europe, which was really impressive. That was honestly one of my favorite experiences. So yeah, we got to see just a little bit of that stuff. And, you know, clearly So just a little bit.
Ok. Alors effectivement, ils ont essayé, mais en fait, le temps était très très serré parce que ils ont tapé quand même quelque chose comme 5000 kilomètres à travers l'Europe. Donc ils ont vu deux trois trucs effectivement du côté de l'Allemagne. Alors ouais, mais ils avaient absolument pas le temps. Il fallait absolument assurer le timing qui leur était imparti d'arriver à l'heure et tout pour les soundcheck, etc. Non non. Donc en fait, ils ont pas eu le temps de visiter quoi que ce soit, mais ils ont vu des choses en tout cas très importantes. Et puis ils en gardent un excellent souvenir. Hein. C'était vraiment cool. En tout cas, ils en sont très très heureux. And about the new album, there is some Buddhist philosophy present in your musical emotion.
I would say that it's not really necessarily a Buddhist philosophy in the music, but the name is mostly where people make that connection. I think that people tend to make that connection with the name, and I am a spiritual person, and there is some of, the similar ideas that I have to, that are within Buddhism, but I'm not necessarily a Buddhist, and no one in the band really is.
No, because there is some different atmosphere on this new album, sometimes emotional, sometimes dark. That's the reason I want to say Buddhist philosophy, because your name, the name of your band is from that philosophy.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And it's, well, and the, we like the band name for the Sanskrit meaning it lesser vehicle, lesser path. And that's sort of where it comes from.
Okay.
But yes, you're correct.
Alors effectivement que le nom du groupe Hinayana, ça vient du bouddhisme, de la philosophie bouddhiste, hein, effectivement, mais ils en utilisent pas trop, pas vraiment dans leur musique, mais pourtant moi j'y ai trouvé une certaine connotation. Il y a des atmosphères, il y a des ambiances très différentes au sein de cet album. Je vais même aller dire que l'album il aurait pu être un concept complètement, mais à chaque fois il y a des parties totalement différentes de mélancolie. Donc cet album est très il y a des profondeurs à l'intérieur, hein. The relationship, I would like to say, the relationship you and the music, I think it sometimes it's very philosophic.
Yeah, I tend to put my own philosophy and my own ideas and my own sort of spiritual roots into the music and into the lyrics, and I sort of, some of it does translate through to the lyrics and the songwriting. Yes, mm-hmm. I would say so.
Alors comme il a dit tout à l'heure, donc c'est aussi une personne qui est assez spirituelle, hein, dans son esprit. C'est quelqu'un qui écrit beaucoup, c'est quelqu'un qui aime la profondeur. Alors oui, j'y ai trouvé une connotation, hein, en écoutant tout cet album. Déjà ça fait des semaines que nous l'avons, et puis il y a aussi une certaine profondeur. Donc c'est quelqu'un de spirituel. Donc c'est pour ça que j'y ai fait une connotation. Alors je me suis aussi renseigné un petit peu sur cette philosophie bouddhiste et essayé de trouver certaines relations, effectivement. Alors j'y ai trouvé quelques-unes, notamment surtout dans les émotions. Lorsqu'on écoute la musique, on se sent transporté totalement, quoi. And you invited Thomas Sokkonen from Wolf Art, hein, on the track A Tide Unturning.
So we actually wanted Thomas on our previous release, which was the EP Death of the Cosmic. We wanted to have him on that one, but the scheduling did not work out for that album or that EP. It didn't work out because he had just come back from a South American tour, and he was sick, and there wasn't enough time to get in the studio, and it didn't happen. Instead, we got a different guest vocalist on that album. So this time, when we were working on Shatter and Fall, we knew we wanted to have him, and we actually approached him about his guest spot when he came to Austin, Texas, to play with. He was here with Flesh God Apocalypse, mm-hmm. and we hung out with those guys, and we asked him if he would do guest vocals on one of our songs, and so the rest is history. He did an awesome job, and it turned out great.
Ah, ok. Donc Thomas Sokkonen a été sur la tournée avec les Flesh Gods Apocalypse, effectivement. Et donc c'était le moment de l'avoir. Ça fait pas mal de temps, en tout cas, qu'ils le voulaient. Ils avaient une liste, hein, de gens d'inviter sur ce nouvel album. Et finalement, ils ont réussi à l'avoir. Donc sur cette tournée, c'est vraiment un coup de chance pour eux. Et donc Thomas, c'est tout naturellement qu'il a accepté. Et puis en même temps, hein, il les a embarqués sur la tournée Wolfheart et Before the Dawn. Et ça, c'était vraiment, en tout cas, c'est vraiment de la chance, en tout cas. Et puis ils ont bien réussi sur ce coup-là. And musically, hein, there is a great soul depth in your music. Hein. For me, it's very special. I felt that there is some other tracks like Traptic Visions, very different mix. It's sometimes djent sound and melancholy.
Yeah.
I think it's a new musical idea.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And I'd like to think that we're going to continue in that direction moving forward too.
Mm-hmm. Effectivement que c'est ce son djent, hein, un peu sur le titre Triptic Visions, hein, il y a un son djent au départ, très moderne, avec de la mélancolie. Je pense que c'est de la nouvelle musique, hein, il a une nouvelle idée. And the lyrics are very touching, hein, as you sing, hein, in the sickness, in the light, fallen to sorrow and left asking why. Wow.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that you like the lyrics. I spent a lot of time on the lyrics with this album. I really wanted them to be meaningful and mean something to me and be cohesive and coherent throughout the whole song, whatever song I was writing. I really wanted to make sure that that I didn't just, you know, for lack of a better word, half-ass the lyrics. I think a lot of, you know, a lot of times people kind of, you know, I don't know.
Okay.
I guess they kind of write off the lyrics as secondary, but I want to make sure to take my time with them.
Effectivement, qu'il a pris vraiment son temps sur les lyrics. Il n'était pas certain au départ, mais il a fait énormément de temps parce qu'il voulait être sûr. Les lyrics sont vraiment, vraiment, vraiment très importants et sont vraiment touchants. Hein? In the sickness, in the light, fallen to sorrow and left asking why. C'est très touchant en tout cas. And how did you manage to mix the modern sound and melancholy? Because it's very hard to do it. Not musically, the emotional inside the music. It's a very big dose.
Yeah. So I guess I would say that I have, I've had a long history of listening to all sorts of different kind of death metal and more modern stuff. And I used to even listen to bands like The Faceless and Decapitated and those sorts of things. I just kind of take the stuff that I like throughout all the bands that I've listened to, and I really just to kind of put it together. And so it really kind of comes naturally for me. And okay. I really enjoy hearing the modern guitar sound as well with the more sorrowful melodic death metal stuff.
Mm-hmm. C'est vrai que son imagination vient effectivement du death metal côté mélodique. Il a nommé par exemple Decapitated effectivement. Et puis c'est un grand fan de metal. Et puis pour lui, c'est venu tout naturellement de mélanger ce côté moderne, des sons modernes et de la mélancolie. Hein. And did you use your mind and your imaginations for working on your tracks, for composing your tracks, for composing the melodies, for working on the emotion? Wow, it's a lot of job on every day.
Well, yeah,
on every night, on every night.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, effectivement, que c'est un énorme travail hein, qu'il utilise son état d'esprit, son imagination. Hein. And with the following tracks, like from Our Darkest Moments, Reverse the Chord, Lost to Flame, all the melancholic parts are never like.
Yeah, and you know, like those sorts of songs, like having the sadness in there and the sorrow, like I really wanted to make sure that we had some of that in there too, not just the aggression and not just, you know, I wanted to make sure that we had, specifically with From Our Darkest Moments, I wanted to make sure we had some kind of break from all the noise.
Yeah, it's a break. Effectivement que c'est un break. Il y a trois titres comme ça au milieu de placé au milieu de l'album. From Our Darkest Moment, Reverse the Code, Lost to Flame. La mélancolie, elle n'est jamais la même. Alors, comme il le dit, effectivement, c'est trois titres avec des breaks bien spéciaux. So, en tout cas, and finally, you are not far from composing a concept album because this new album is very special.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate the kind words about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would actually love to do at some point. I would love to do a full concept album,
mm-hmm.
From start to finish and intending it like so. But I appreciate the kind words, man.
Yeah, because Shatter and Fall for me, it's a long, heavy death metal, sometimes atmospheric album, featuring a lot of different parts of emotion, of music, and of melancholy.
Yes, I would say that totally rings true with how I wrote it and how I wanted it to be perceived. So I'd say you're spot on. That's awesome.
Alors effectivement, alors vous imaginez cet album Shatter and Fall, donc en fait, ça serait un long titre avec lequel est entrecoupé de parties totalement différentes. Ce n'est jamais la même chose au niveau de la mélancolie, au niveau de la mélodie, au niveau de l'atmosphère, il y a plusieurs couches. C'est un très long disque effectivement, mais avec des invités bien évidemment et puis c'est très touchant, il y a des textes qui sont très accrocheurs et si vous voulez même n'hésitez pas à les traduire, vous allez voir, c'est assez émouvant par moments en tout cas et on en ressent toutes les subtilités. Vraiment, voilà. C'est pour ça que je dis, on n'est vraiment pas loin. It's not far away from composing a concept album, as I said. On n'est pas loin d'un concept album, en tout cas. C'est vraiment très bien composé et il y a mis tout son imagination et son côté mental. C'est vraiment un très beau disque. Hein. And do you think for the future, maybe we go on tour next year in the USA because I want to hear for the next times on the tour some tracks like Slowly Lights Collide, Mind is a Shadow, and How Many Dreams. Those tracks are as beautiful, but Slowly, Mind, and How was not on the set list for this tour. Maybe for the future.
Yes, that's Yeah, we would love to play those songs in the future. Actually, we would really, that's the main goal for us right now, is to get on a tour in the United States or North America for next year. And we would love to play, for instance, we would love to play all three of those songs. I think it really depends on who we're touring with and how our sound fits in with them. But for instance, the song How Many Dreams, I literally wrote that song to kind of be more of a anthemic sort of rocking song that would be very easy to get the crowd involved live, you know. So that was kind of the intention around that song. And then yeah, it would be really great to do Mine Is a Shadow too. We really like that one. Opening the set with Slowly Like Collides would be something we would like to do in the future. Yeah, because it'd be a really good opener for our live set.
Effectivement, qu'il y avait trois titres qui sont magnifiques sur cet album, hein, les trois titres d'ouverture Slowly Lights Collide, avec lequel ils pourraient effectivement ouvrir le set de leur prochain set. Mind is a Shadow, c'est vraiment un très beau titre aussi, featuring Vincent Jackson Jones, hein, effectivement, sur l'album. Et puis How Many Dreams, qui est totalement joli. Et puis, ouais, donc en fait, ces trois titres-là ne figuraient pas sur la première setlist, peut-être sur l'avenir, effectivement. Et ils ont déjà une tournée nord-américaine, hein, qui est d'ores et déjà prévue. And I'm sure you save the best for the future.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm looking. I can't wait to write the next piece of music and see how the next one goes. And we've already got some good stuff going in the works right now, actually, for the next album. So always keep your eyes peeled and your ears open for news about that.
Effectivement, que je lui ai posé la question, je suis persuadé que vous avez gardé le meilleur pour l'avenir. Il me dit ouais, en plus il est déjà en train de bosser sur l'avenir, sur les prochains titres, et je pense qu'ils vont faire encore beaucoup mieux, parce que il y a vraiment matière à faire. Et puis c'est une personne assez très cultivée, en tout cas très intelligente, en direct ce soir donc dans 213 Rock Vinyl Times et Classic Rock Radio. Kazei Urd, le guitariste et chanteur du groupe, voici le track listing de l'album. L'album s'intitule Shatter and Fall. Ça démarre avec Slowly Light Collides, en deux Mind is a Shadow featuring Vincent Jackson Jones, en trois How Many Dreams, en quatre Spirit and Matter, en cinq From Our Darkest Moment, en six Reverse the Cup. Il y a un clip vidéo disponible sur YouTube, Lost the Flame, ensuite The Answer, en huit Tripty Visions. Il y a un clip vidéo aussi, et un autre A Tide Unturning featuring Thomas Sokonen. Il y a une lyrique vidéo donc disponible sur YouTube. Et puis il y a Taken, qui est un titre réenregistré qui est disponible, en tout cas sur un 11e, pour clôturer cet album. Le line-up, donc c'est Kazei Urd, guitariste et chanteur du groupe. Ensuite il y a Eric Steigrud, et puis il y a le batteur Daniel Vieira, claviériste Michael Anstis, et le bassiste du groupe Matt Bius. 213 Rock Vinyl Times et Classic Rock Radio. Je rappelle l'album Shatter and Fall, disponible via le label Napalm Records depuis le 10 novembre dernier. L'album est disponible aussi en digisleeve, en vinyle, et puis en format digital sur toutes les plateformes. Oh yeah. So thank you very much, Kazei, for this live interview tonight. I hope to see you in France once again next year or in the next 2 years.
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you so much for having me, man. And I really appreciate all the kind words, and hope to see you on the road in the future out in Paris.
Yes, of course. And what is your message, your last words for the audience tonight, please?
I would say that thank you all for listening, and definitely, you know, go check out the new album. And we hope to be playing in a city near you with these new songs soon enough.
Ok, Kazei Urd en direct ce soir, 213 Rock Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. Je rappelle l'album donc du groupe Inayana, Shatter and Fall, disponible sur toutes les plateformes digitales. Tout de suite, A Tide Unturning featuring Thomas Sokonev of Wolfheart, 213 Rock Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio.